With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. University of Montana Assistant Police Chief Ben Gladwin says if someone holds you at gunpoint and demands money or jewelry, it's always best to just give them what they want. Captain Gladwin also points out that an active shooter only wants to quickly kill as many people as possible.
What we're talking about in these incidences is an active shooter is somebody who's actively engaging in taking life. They're asking for something that you can't give them. That's your life.
Gladwin led a crowd of about 50 UM faculty, staff, and students Thursday at the first of three information sessions on active shooter response. The meetings come on the heels of recent shootings on various college campuses. Gladwin says one of the basic principles of Department of Homeland Security active shooter response training is called run, lock, and fight.
I'm sure a lot of you have heard run, hide, fight. Our program has changed hide to lock. We like to use a term that's more proactive. The federal agency was previously using hide. They're actually starting to transition to lock as well. Because again, our message is that hiding and hoping is not the answer.
In the event of an emergency, faculty and staff are advised to be aware of exit locations and have an escape route in mind. If escape is impossible, lock the door and barricade it with heavy furniture or office equipment. Should that fail and a shooter gains access to a classroom, Gladwin says all the rules for a fair fight go out the window.
Any fair fight is a fight that you're not willing to win. Use anything you can, improvised weapons. How well can somebody point and shoot a gun if somebody sprays a fire extinguisher in their face? Things like that. Stuff that's readily available that's not obviously a weapon but can help you get through one of these situations.
Alan Burice helps lead local active shooter response training sessions.
Sometimes what's really surprising is you see maybe a smaller lady or even an elderly lady, and you see how ferocious they can actually be. And almost unanimously, when people get done with this training, they say, it isn't what I expected, and I feel a lot more empowered that I can do something if something like this were to happen.
The University of Montana is in the process of bolstering its emergency response plan by creating an action plan customized for every individual campus building. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.